Hiya, folks, and welcome to the 22nd annual Mark Time Science Fiction Award Show. And you know, we'll be handing out awards in a number of categories, and one for the very first time. We'll be honoring the best in the past year's audio drama, including comedy, science fiction, mystery, and horror fantasy.
Yes, but first, Phil, shouldn't we mention our new line of soon-to-be sought-after merchandise, Mark Time merchandise, and memorabilia?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. We've got the lapel button here. We've got the Mark Time commemorative keychain and toothpick combo.
That's a winner.
Everybody with teeth is going to want one of those.
That's a winner. And we also have the Mark Time boatswain and goatherd's whistle, which, you know, it was heard in the 2007 Mark Time radio show classic, The Jewels of the 11th Generation. My ears are still ringing from that.
And finally, here is the brand new and newly minted Mark Time T-shirts.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look at that. That's not right. That says, look, it says Mac Time. That's
a truck show?
It does? Whoa. All right, yeah, it does. Mac. Who's Mac Time? Come on. Shouldn't somebody have spell checked this?
Who spell checks a T-shirt? Nonsense.
What? Sure, they hand me this note.
What's it about?
I don't know. They seem mad.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. This is a note from the Holiday Inn Special Events Coordinator?
What?
Yeah, it's... All right, okay. It says that due to an unforeseen scheduling conflict, this fine ballroom has been previously reserved by a previous party, and it is hoped that you, I guess that's us, will be able to accommodate this slight scheduling mishap. All sales are final, no refunds. Well, that's just ridiculous.
My God! We've been double booked!
Good to stay right where you are. Okay! Wow.
What's this?
What a house. Okay. We get to the show on the road, whatever. Oh, welcome to the 14th occasional reunion of the members in good standing of the Ramon Raquello Orchestra. Let's hear it.
Wait a minute, please. Hold your applause. What? Hold your applause, please. What about the Mark Time Awards? Look, we got the signs up and everything.
Yeah,
like theater's dead and radio's a heartbreak, so give it up, get used to it, okay? Get out of here!
All right, okay, fine.
All right. Now you folks settle down out there. I'll talk to you later, okay? Your problem, okay? All right. Welcome to the 14th occasional reunion. So you want to come up here? You want to do this, okay? Shut up! Thank you, Peter. All right. Okay. Back to my script, which I carefully wrote before I went to the bar. And now you all know me. You all know me. Tony Maraschino's second clarinet, and I was there in 38. Yeah, I was there. Mercury Theater. Orson Welles. Yeah, but enough about me. Okay, I want to introduce you to a few people tonight. I want to introduce to you to them. Dickie Dyson. First trumpet out there. What has it been? 10 years, Dickie? Huh? Too long, buddy. Say hello. Did you say hello?
Hey.
Yeah, okay, Dickie. And we got a couple of new family members out there. Yeah, for the very first time here, Amanda Henri. And don't tell anybody. She's Vic Henri's granddaughter. You remember her, good old Vic, first trombone. Let's give him a little hand. He was there in 38, poor guy. Yeah, that's it. Who knows what happened to the poor guy, okay? And we got a very special guest, a real treat for all of us, our dear departed leader's only known living relation, Archie Raquello. Yeah. Hey, stand up, Arch. Stand up. Okay, come on up here. Come on. There you go. Look at that face.
Great to be here.
Look at that face. It needs a spitting image of old Ramon. Just looks like him. Old Ramon, God bless his soul. He's the best damn leader any band could have. That was a funny one, wasn't it? We should have rehearsed that one before. That's good. Okay.
Golly, this is cool, but because really, until a couple months ago, I didn't even know this reunion deal really even existed. And now I've got a whole website up, and we're going to start a Twitter page.
Okay, look, I got a computer, but hey, really excited. Really excited for you. I really think it's great, whatever it is. Okay?
Well, great, because I'm really psyched up, and I'm learning about your leader, my great uncle, and the band here, and the War of the Worlds.
Oh, no. Come on.
Come on,
aren't you? Hey, that broadcast is. Come on. Shh. It's a sore spot with the crowd, you know what I mean? Okay, give the kid a break. Take it easy. We all know, don't we? October 30, 1938 is a year, a day, a time it'll live in infamy. Okay, so I'm going to take a break here. Frankly, I think I got to go to the can. So get yourself another drink and I'll quit doing that, okay? You're in trouble with me after the show, okay? I'll be back in 5, and nobody steals the mouthpiece off my clarinet this time. The last guy that did that.
What was all that grousing about, Dick?
Well, you know the story of what happened with the War of the Worlds broadcast, don't you, Amanda?
Sure. Pretty much. Mostly? No, I don't really know anything.
Well, let me see if I can put it in a nutshell for you.
Yeah.
Now, back in 38, I was only 18.
Oh, hey, Amanda. Arch Raquello. Hi.
Hey.
I know that we haven't formally been introduced, but we're both sort of third-generation Raquelloites, and I couldn't help but notice your glass is empty. And I'd be glad to fill it.
Hey. Dick's going to tell what really happened with the War of the Worlds, okay?
Oh, sorry. Right.
Go ahead, Dick.
Well, you know, the Ramon Raquello Orchestra was really starting to do pretty good back in 1937, 1938, when I joined up.
Uh-huh.
We were getting club dates all up and down the East Coast, starting to eat regular.
Mm.
And about that time, Ramon gets a call from John Houseman at the Mercury Theater on the Air offering us a live radio gig.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we thought, this is it. We've hit the big time. Houseman promised us 15 minutes on the network.
Yeah.
Big exposure.
Big deal.
And so...
Hey, actually, can I just tell the rest? Because I've been working on it. I've been doing a lot of research because I know it now. You know what I mean? For the website, because I've been making a website.
All right, sure. You go ahead.
Okay, so... But, like, correct me if I'm wrong. But, so the date's set for the Raquello Orchestra to play on October 30th, 1938, right?
Yeah.
And they were booked in the Meridian Room at the Park Plaza Hotel. And they even stayed there.
Beds were lumpy.
Okay. But the weird thing was that Orson Welles never told the band what the show was about.
Not a word.
You didn't have any idea?
Nope.
No, man, so the night of the show, the orchestra was all set to play their hearts out. La Copacita, Stardust, I've seen the set list. Wonderful stuff. And what happens? I mean, every time the band starts to play, just about to play, they just get interrupted by some stupid story about Martians invading Earth.
The War of the Worlds wrecked the band's big chance?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The whole damn orchestra ended up being a punchline in one of the biggest jokes pulled off in the 20th century.
Did Orson Welles apologize to the guys?
We were lucky we got paid.
Oh, you did get paid. Okay, I'll put that on the website. Did you guys buy the whole, you know, the Martians are taking over the world stuff? I mean, I just can't really believe anybody bought that. I mean, it's ridiculously hokey now.
Orson Welles wouldn't have known a real Martian if he tripped over one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Welles told the public what they wanted to hear. Meteorites, death rays, monsters. Now, let me ask you this. Why the hell would real aliens land in New Jersey? I mean, think about it.
Dick, what are you saying? You sound like you know what a Martian looks like.
Yeah, I've seen a few.
Yeah?
It's a little tricky to point them out in a crowd, and unless you know what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, what?
There's a Martian identification kit.
Yeah, sure, what are we looking for?
There's the five sure signs.
What?
Well-tailored suit, gills behind the ears, can't bend their little fingers, vertical pupils in the eyes, and number five, and most importantly, just the subtle hint of Old Spice aftershave in the air.
Oh, come on, Dick.
You kids, you don't know the whole story. The Martian invasion began on the night of October 30th, 1938. Sure, just not the way Orson Welles told it. And Amanda,
yeah?
Your grandpa had a big part in, well, not stopping it, but slowing it down.
Really?
Yeah.
And we'll wait for... Oh!
Right. Okay, you're back. All right, you're on still? Okay. You know, you ever had one of those terrible headaches that just won't go away for a really long time at night? Anyway, you're going to get all the guys up here for a little jam session in a little bit, but I wanted to introduce another couple of familiar faces in the crowd out there. Frankie Wells is tenor sax. No relation to Orson. No. And Joe Klein. Oh, he's dead. Well, I guess we'll... Hey.
What?
Who are you? I don't recognize you.
Oh, me? I was the marimba player.
Oh, wait, I don't really remember the band having a marimba player.
Did I say marimba? Yeah. I meant to say sousaphone.
I know they didn't have a sousaphone.
Oh, no sousaphone. Well, that's unfortunate.
Say, that's an awful nice suit you're wearing there, bud.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Do I smell Old Spice?
Maybe.
Are you breathing through your neck?
What is going on here?
All right!
Crazy.
Enough of this foolishness. You stopped our invasion once. It will not happen again. Now stand back, and perhaps no one will get hurt. The young lady here will be coming with me.
Hey, what's the big idea? Let go.
You can't do that. Amanda.
Stop right there.
Watch out. He's got a gun.
Are you sure? It looks like a banana.
You are both incorrect. It is a portable equivocator. Now, please move aside and nobody reach for their instruments. And Mr. Dyson, please be so kind as to communicate to Vic Henry that the tables have turned!
Hey, let go! Stop it! Kidnapping is a federal offense!
Don't worry, Amanda. I'll...
I know you will, Archie.
Should somebody call the police, maybe?
No. When it comes to aliens, the authorities are useless.
Mr. Dyson, we've got to do something. We've got to save Amanda. We've got to find Vic Henry.
If there's a Martian involved, Vic will find them.
I thought he disappeared in 38. Is he still alive?
I guess I'd better fill you in on what's been going on. Come on, I'll tell you in the car.
Oh, you mean you know where the Martian's taking Amanda?
I've got a pretty good idea. Let's go.
Hey, Dick, is this gonna be a flashback?
Yeah, why not? We're stuck in traffic anyway.
Cool.
Well, like you already know, the Ramon Raquello Orchestra was hired to play the opening for War of the Worlds. Everything was going fine. We were warming up at the Meridian Room. And then, at the last minute, word came down. A note was passed. Absolutely no trombones.
What?
Vic Henry went crazy.
Dickie, what do they mean I'm not playing? This is our big gig now.
I don't know nothing about it. That guy over there says John Houseman says no trombones. So no trombones.
Well, he had a nice suit, but he looked like he's breathing through his neck. I'm going to have a word with him. Hey, you buddy, what? Well, what's the deal? You mean no trombones? I'm great. I'm good. I play you my solo. Listen to me, eh?
No.
No, 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 no!
No!
No! No!
The Martian ran, but Vic was pretty fast, especially for a trombone player. He caught up with the guy in the alley and insisted on playing his entire solo for him.
No, no, please, please, don't hurt me. No more, no more. No, 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 no. I give up.
I give up. The Martian went all woozy and spilled his beans.
His beans?
Vic was the only one that got what was really coming down. He tried to tell us. But we were all going nuts over the War of the Worlds broadcast like the rest of the nation. I remember saying to Vic when he came back in, "Hey, Vic, listen, man, we just heard on the radio Martians are going to destroy the Earth."
No, they are not. They don't want to destroy us. They just want to take over.
What?
Look, I got a job to do. I got to go.
Dick, what happened to the flashback?
The cars are moving again. I can't flash back and drive at the same time.
Safe for everybody. That's good. I
all right,
it.
Keep your shorts on, big man with a horn. Jeez. Ah, well, that's about it anyway. Vic hit the pavement running, leaving a pregnant fiance and three more payments left on his trombone. Never to be heard from, well, at least never to be seen again. His trombone has been heard often enough.
I'm sorry, Dick. I don't get it.
It's simple, kid. There's Martians out there waiting to take over the world. But
gotcha.
They can't stand music.
Gotcha.
They hate it. It makes them wilt. Harmonics or acoustics or something.
Gonna put it on the website. Okay, wait. So are you telling me that for all these years, the only thing standing between us and a total Martian invasion is it's one trombone player?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Where have you taken me? Oh, man, this place smells. What is this place?
It's my lair.
Your lair? Your lair of what?
No, 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 no. A lair. Is it like a hiding place?
My secret lair.
What are you doing this for? Who are you?
I'm a Martian. I've been sent here to take over the world. Haven't I made that abundantly clear?
No, no, not really. I am just not getting this.
Oh, perhaps this PowerPoint presentation will help clarify the situation for you.
October 30th, 1938. While the War of the Worlds broadcast tells of a fake Martian invasion, a lone trombonist heads off the real invasion.
That's my grandfather, Vic Henry.
December 1944. Trombone champion Glenn Miller goes down over the English Channel along with two hand-picked army trombonists. Plane and personnel never recovered. Score one for the Martians.
Oh, that's horrible.
July 1947, Roswell, New Mexico. Alien spacecraft crashes to the Earth. Local sheriff claims to have heard a trombone overhead.
Some kind of a shiny thing was coming out of the sky right for me. Then I heard what sounded like a trombone. It went wah 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 wah, and then the spaceship went. I gotta believe that trombone saved my life.
Lucky fool.
Spring, 1951, the nation's capital. Trombonists, as an ethnic minority, are cited for practicing communism, unionism, and playing off-key by the House Un-American Activities Committee. Clear evidence that Martians have come to occupy highly placed government positions.
I cannot believe this.
The powers that be have always been most, shall we say,
1955. Elvis Presley hits the top of the pop charts with You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. A groundbreaking trombone solo is mysteriously edited out. Master tapes disappear.
I did that one.
Fiend.
Thank you. Have you had enough?
There's more?
Of course there's more. There's always more.
Well, you'll never get away with this.
Oh, really?
My grandfather. Well, he won't let you.
Oh.
I know that in my heart.
My dear child, Vic Henry is an old doddering fool. And I put the emphasis on his advanced age. His health is failing. And someday soon, he will drop his trombone. The solos will stop, and all this foolishness will be over. As you will hear, in the latter part of the 20th century, we have been quite thorough.
June 18th, 1967. In the last minute of the Monterey Pop Festival, Bent Sunshine, an experimental electric trombone band, is pulled from the lineup, replaced by a sitar.
Oh, no, God!
Labor Day, 1972. An 18-minute trombone solo is, quote, accidentally erased from infamous Watergate tapes by White House Secretary Rosemary Woods at the behest of Vice President Spiro Agnew.
A true Martian patriot!
February 29th, 1988. A secret handshake deal is struck between MTV representatives and music recording industry executives, agreeing to ban all trombones from music videos.
That's some pretty rough stuff you've been telling me.
Yeah, but that's not the half of it. It's getting worse. Did you know that over 36 states have passed anti-trombone legislation banning or severely limiting public trombone solos and or the gathering of trombonists in public places with real and or commercial and artistic intent?
Yeah, but what does Amanda have to do with all of this?
She's Vic Henry's granddaughter. She's the bait. They're trying to sucker Vic in.
But you do know how to find him, right?
No. Neither do the Martians. Neither does anyone else. And that's the way Vic wants it. As long as Vic's out there, and as long as he has his trombone, mankind has a chance. A slim one, but it's a chance.
That's it in a nutshell, ain't it, Dickie?
Aldrich, I was wondering when the CIA was gonna show up. You doing all right? Keeping up your house payments?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm doing a little side job for the FBI.
No kidding. That where the new dress and the stiletto heels came from?
You got me there, Dickie boy. The crude oil lobby threw a little work my way, too.
Hey, congratulations, Aldrich.
Thanks.
You're working for the Big Three. You must know all there is to know.
Yeah, I do. But the CIA isn't allowed to talk to the FBI, see? And what the oil guys know is proprietary information. So even though I know all there is to know, I'm not allowed to talk to myself about it because I might be telling myself something I'm not supposed to know. Understand?
No.
That doesn't make any
sense. Shut up, kid. Okay. This is the intelligence industry. It doesn't have to make sense.
All right. Well, let's get up to the Martian's lair, Arch.
Dick, she's got a gun, and it's pointed at us.
Looks like a portable equivocator to me.
You're both wrong. It's a banana, and it's loaded.
All right. You've got the drop on us. Aldrich, what do you want?
I want to make sure we don't get a lame horse out the barn door, if you know what I mean.
No.
Does she always talk like this? Is that like
yeah,
is that a
in
thing?
Triplicate.
Okay.
What is this place?
My secret laboratory.
How many places do we have to go to?
You mean besides the timeshare?
You won't get away with this. Dick and Archie, they can't be far behind.
That's right. I saw you making googly eyes at Ramon Raquello's foolish young progeny. Do you really believe that it is enough to spur him on to find you?
I find that human hormones are so overrated. Don't you agree?
Googly eyes. googly eyes. I didn't make googly eyes at anybody.
My dear Amanda, I am a Martian. Please believe me when I say I know googly eyes when I see them.
Well,
well, poof.
I've never met my grandfather, but somehow, some way, he'll find me.
Oh, excellent reasoning, my dear. That is precisely the plan. Because once Vickery swoops down to your rescue, he will not be able to get past this.
That's not a portable equivocator.
Of course not. It's a fully functional, full-sized model. Now, my overly romantic yet intrepid young friend, grab that handle and help me get this machine into the van.
It looks pretty heavy.
Oh, too heavy for a widow girl, huh?
Oh, so the big bad Martian needs help, huh? Okay, there. See, it's not so bad.
Careful, my dear. That's an extremely delicate instrument.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, where did I put that warranty?
Gosh, Dick, we've tried the Martian's lair, his timeshare. It was really nice, but he wasn't there. And now the secret lab. I don't know. We're stumped. Where else could they be?
Yeah, Dickie boy. What's the idea? You leading me down a blind alley, or do you got an ace up your pants?
Don't worry. We're on the right track. I can smell Old Spice. Now I got it. There's only one other place left to look.
Of course. The abandoned warehouse downtown.
Hey, why didn't I think of that?
So, my dear, here we are at the abandoned warehouse downtown.
Yeah.
Your foolish friends should arrive momentarily. Now, your help would be most appreciated in calibrating the equivocator.
Hey, I don't know how to calibrate.
Oh, come. I might be a Martian, but I'm a male, and you're a female. Which one of us do you think reads instructions?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I got it. Pre-release the rending dissipation valve here. Then choose the standard deviation for the opacity binding field here.
Ooh.
There. How about that?
You know, my dear, you have been most cooperative.
Thanks.
Have you considered joining us? We have a great benefits package. Dental as well. You will look so fetching with gills.
Amanda, are you all right?
Oh, Archie, I knew you'd come.
Right on time, fools!
Okay, Martian, put it down.
I'm not holding anything.
All right, then don't pick it up.
Oh, certainly, okay, all right, fine. Hello, Aldrich. Glad to see that you've made it.
Hey, Sam, how's it going on your end?
Not bad. The hubby and child, well, I presume?
Kid's getting $2,100 worth of braces, and the old man left me.
Woohoo! I'm not surprised! How painful for you.
Wait, you two know each other?
Yeah, they're collaborators.
Ah, Dickie Dyson. Couldn't have a going away party without the horn player, now could we?
Wait, I know I don't get a lot, but I also don't get this. The CIA and the Martians are in on this together?
Not a pretty sight, is it, kid?
But why, Aldrich? What are you getting out of this?
Power and domination. One world government, one cable network, one size fits all.
My God, it's all happening.
Yes, it does seem that all the many and varied pieces of the puzzle are finally in place. Now, we simply must wait for one loud, rather intrusive, toneless trombone player.
Not so fast, Martian.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to Vic Omri, the CIA, the FBI, and all the other over-the-counter intelligence agencies, we want to renegotiate.
How quaint. But I'm afraid that will be quite impossible.
All right, Martian. I'm going to let you have it. from both ends.
Ooh.
Is that a banana?
Yeah, and it's loaded.
Wow.
Shoot! If you must!
Okay.
Want to know what happened?
Good golly, what happened?
I knew you were going to say that. The laser tracking pod was somehow inverted on Aldrich's loaded banana.
How unfortunate for her.
One must admit, however, that she had outlived her usefulness.
Now then, I'll ask the three of you
to line up against those wobbly boxes next to the conveyor belt while I throw the switch on the full-sized, fully functional equivocator.
No, you'll never hit Vic with that. He's too good and too fast for you.
I'm not planning on shooting the trombone player. I'm planning on shooting the trombone player.
Try it again.
The trombone player.
One more time.
I'm planning on shooting the trombone player's lovely granddaughter.
Okay, look, Mr. Martian, don't shoot her, okay? Shoot me. What's the difference? What difference does it make? What? Why don't you act like a man?
Oh, you dear fool, you. I'm not a man.
Of course.
I'm a Martian. And I do plan on equivocating each one of you, I promise. It's just that the machine hasn't warmed up yet.
Archie, really? You do that for me? We hardly know each other.
Well, I know you well enough to know that you're the most beautiful, most radiant woman I've ever met in this play.
Oh, no. Oh. Not the googly eyes again.
What googly eyes? Would you shut up about the googly eyes? There are no googly eyes here. I'm trying to talk to this young guy, all right? So, Archie, what were you saying?
Well, ever since I've been tracking down the story of Ramon Raquello, I felt like I'm being drawn towards something, something bigger than myself, something decent, something noble, something I can be part of, something maybe we both already are a part of.
Oh, Archie, I know.
And I realize maybe it's me that's got to
Archie, I can't let you do that. Just go ahead, Mr. Martian. Do your worst.
How courageous.
There's Vic now. Hiya, Vic!
Not so fast, Vic Henri. I'm fully prepared to equivocate your long-lost granddaughter over there. Now put down that irritating instrument and slide it over here. I'm not kidding around.
No, Vic, no. Don't do it.
Thank you. For once, you've acted responsibly.
Now, I will quickly and quite painlessly
equivocate you. The trombonionic threat to my world will cease, and the earth will be ours.
Amanda, pick it up. Pick up the trombone.
Why?
Yeah, Amanda, do it. Pick it up and play.
I don't know anything about playing a trombone.
Amanda, you've got to try.
No, I don't know how.
It's the only hope for all of mankind.
Oh, you silly fools. She doesn't have the reach, nor the technique, nor the embouchure.
She's no threat. She can't play.
She can't hurt my cause.
He's right. Archie, I don't think I could do it.
Do it, Amanda.
You can do it.
Do it. You're an Henri. You've got the lips and the arms for it. You gotta try.
Oh, okay. What do I do?
Well, it's easy, sweetheart. It's easy. Just put your lips together and blow.
Oh. Well, okay. Here goes.
Such charming human ineptitude.
Wait.
No.
Yeah.
This can't be happening.
Give it to him, sweetheart.
No.
Stop it.
Yeah, keep it going.
No. Help me. I'm melting.
She sounds a lot better than Vic ever did. Wonderful. Work it, baby. Work it.
I knew she could do it.
Okay, okay, Amanda, calm down. You've done it. It wasn't guns and bullets that could defeat our enemies. It was the music of our soul.
Yeah, baby.
Wow, Amanda, way to go. You've saved mankind. How do you feel?
That felt good, Archie. Now, I think I know my place in the world now. I know what I got to do. Huh? I am going to get the Ramon Raquello Orchestra back together.
Hot damn! After all these years, I got a steady gig!
I have a few questions for you, Amanda.
Like what?
Like, do you think you could marry me? And also, do you think I could maintain your website?
I do.
That was quick.
Go ahead and kiss her, kid. But be careful of those lips. She's got a lot of work to do.
Hey, wait, hey.
Oh, Dick.
Where'd Vic go? He's disappeared. We didn't get a chance to thank him.
He's out there now. He knows the Earth is safe. He knows Amanda will take care of that. It's the other planets. It's the solar system. It's the whole damned universe that's got to be protected now.
That's a lot.
And in the real news tonight, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration noted some detectable seismic activity on Mars and released these color photos from Curiosity. That's our probe on the surface of Mars, as I don't have to explain to you, but I do that every night. One image looks very much like that of a trombone partially buried in the sands. What do you think about that, Hal? Is that just something? And that was Dialogue with Martian Trombone by Brian Price and Jerry Cerns. Yes. And it starred, in no particular order, David Osman, that's me, Phil Proctor, Melinda Peterson,
me,
Richard Fish, Donna Postel, Orson Osman, sound effects by Tony Brewer, and Jerry Cerns. Engineered by Renee Pringle, and a big hand to our Martian trombonist, Jonathan Kurtman. Yes. This has been a Great Northern Audio Theater Otherworld Media production. Member FDIC.